Hello and welcome back to a very special episode of Wake Up and Smell the Miracles. My name is Jonathan Navi and I will be your grateful host here, reminding you that a miracle is not an exception to the rule, but the natural order of things. When miracles don't happen, that's the exception. Allow yourself to begin to realize that you are miraculous. You are magical. Nothing is too good to be true. Nothing. Zero. Zip. It's all true. It's all for you. And may I say, it's up to you. Let's get started. On today's episode, we're jumping right in. I briefly, and I mean briefly, as a tiny segment, a little bonus episode, I want to touch on the subject of self-image. I was just on a walk, and I love my walks. They open up spaces of creativity and thoughts and reflection, introspection that I don't normally get if I am going about my day and doing my things and I don't make time to really bring in this space for introspection. I was thinking about a subject that's near and dear to my heart. It is near and dear to my heart because I see it all around me. I meet strangers who talk to me about these issues, and I have close friends that I experience seeing go through certain challenges over and over again. And from my own personal experience, I experienced challenges that kept coming up for many, many years until I shifted something. And I've been trying to pinpoint what that shift actually was. It's a combination of a million little things coming together in the perfect storm, lightning in a bottle type of situation. But for me, I feel like I went through extremes of highs and lows and finally got to a place of humbleness. I know that one of my biggest challenges was not accepting reality as it was. So let's talk about self-image. Over a decade ago, when I came into the realm of personal development and realizing I had more power in my hands than I was taught or given credit for, I took on personal development, the power of positivity, and dream building. All of that made so much sense. I was so 120% ready to believe it. I sold out to it. Here's the thing. I am a very creative person, and at a young age, I've always been able to create whimsical, mystical, all kinds of stories. So when it came to creating a vision, I had no problem sitting down and creating this fantastical vision, even of creating a version of myself, a self-actualized version of myself, an older version. I was about 20 years old, and I saw myself at 27, making a large, over six figures of income, being engaged, having a kid on the way, and that was easy. What I'm reflecting on now is how there's a big difference between the self-image that you project, the self-image, your idealized self-image, and then the self-image that you have. For me, the biggest challenge was creating this self-image that was way out in the future, this opulent, wealthy millionaire, have it together, integrity, all the foundations, all the pillars of what it takes to be that person I didn't have at age 20. I didn't have at age 21, 22, 23, 24. Need I go on? There was a gap between what I visioned, what I dreamed, and where I was. And the issue was that I would get discouraged. What I've come to realize over my journey and who I am today and who I've created myself to be via product of my environment, the people I surround myself with, the content that I've poured into my being, not just my brain or my ears. I spent more than 10,000 hours really helping sustain and create who I am as a person today. And I'm always in development, shifting, evolving, and I am at the point where I don't just say things, and I don't just do things, I be things that I desire. Let me elaborate a little bit more on that. The introspective part is I saw myself as this being that I wasn't yet. And I sold out to it for a hot minute. I would be able to stay close to the energy of that idealized self. My behaviors were not yet sold out to that idealized self. I still had grooves and ruts around who I had been up to that point. Everything that made me the person that I was up to that point was still playing out, and I didn't sell out or really commit to investigating what behaviors I would need to instill to embody that actualized self. And I'm still not my actualized self, but I am way further on the path than I used to be. And that is reflected around my health, my finances, my wealth, my love, my relationships, and my self-expression, the level of commitment that I have to me being as much me as possible. Not in a way that's crazy and you're just disrupting everything and you're a loony, but I've studied myself so much and investigated preferences and in tune to what is within integrity with myself that I can unequivocally, at this moment, I know that we're ever changing, I can say that I am way farther on the path than I used to be, and I feel that alignment. I don't have a disconnect. Throughout my day, I may have a conflict of direction, but there is no conflict between my mind, body, and soul. And when that issue and challenge does come up, as abstract as that is, I'm trying to get tangible. When that does come up, I'm able to catch it and I don't wince away from it or try to hide from it or pretend that it's not there, wishing that at some point it'll just happen, it'll just transform. So what I'm trying to wrap my words around is based on what I see. I know really amazing people who go through the same challenge again and again, and it may be a little bit different. Maybe they've evolved a little bit, but a big root of that challenge hasn't been dealt with. And I believe, from my current introspection, is it comes from that behavior gap. The vision versus the behavior gap, to have to really humble yourself and see yourself as you are, so that you can get to the place where you desire to be. And there's this whole conversation around being authentic and acting as if, or acting as if you get to decide who you are moment to moment. You don't have to pretend to be anybody else. But if you've been somebody for a really long time, it's gonna take some effort and work to create new grooves and ruts to get you to the behavior that gets you to that place where you desire to be. You know, at the age of 21, I could see myself at the age of 27 or 28 being a leader. Even at the age of 23, at the age of 21, it's like by that point, I'll be this type of leader. I'll, you know, have all these responsibilities. But I wasn't ready to really investigate. Like I would have the vision, I would feel great, then I'd go out partying and drinking, and I'd still be reading my books. But there was a disconnect that still didn't. That didn't make sense. Like, that's the biggest thing. It's like a father and a superhero and a leader does not behave in the way that my 21-year-old self was behaving. So the more I've grown, the more I've evolved, the more challenges I've gone through and had to break through, the more I'm a person that wants to do what works, what benefits me, what benefits everybody. Let's cut the shit. I don't need to believe everything or everyone. I just need to know what works. And that's not the case for a lot of people. A lot of people hold on to the aspect that ducks have to line up in a row. Cool. I just want to know what works. That's how I got into the personal development game and the power of positivity. I was like, oh, that will work. I was missing a lot of pieces at that age in development. And now I understand that it's a lot of pieces working together. It's a machinery. I like to take the example of the book Think and Grow Rich. It has 12 or 13 principles that, you know, the power of subconscious mind, transmuting sexual energy, the power of your words, and all these things. Like, all of them are powerful on and into themselves. But the power comes from having all the pieces work together. Another example is the car. The car has a powerful motor, a powerful clutch, a powerful whatever. By itself is powerful. But what really gives it the value is when all of the parts and pieces are functioning and working together for it to be a super dope car that drives you around safely. So I believe that what I'm trying to say here is 2 to 5 sentences tops. And I'm using this medium, this recording, to try to break through to it. Because I believe it's very simple. Take somebody that has a vision, a great heart, is in integrity most of the time, and they're still struggling financially. They're still struggling with little, I would call them bullshit challenges. The gap in behavior is, have you really taken stock to see what behavior it would take in order to get you the results that you desire, to get you to stop experiencing those challenges in that way? One of my favorite coaching questions is, what needs to change? What do you need to change? Or what do you need? No, better way to put it, what do you need to give up in order to get what you want? I don't know if that question is presented enough, or it's just not thought about, or it's too scary to think about. The you that gets what you desire and no longer has those challenges is a completely different you that is still in that rut, in that vortex of, if I may say, excuse my language, fuckery. Not having your shit together is straight up fuckery. And I don't mean to sound discompassionate, if that's a word. I am compassionate to what we all grow through. It's a growth period, but when you see somebody go through it over and over and over again for 2,000 years, then we got to pump the brakes. And I think we're at a place of our development in our society where this speak to me. I remember when I was younger and getting coached, I would get more out of that masculine, like, tell it to my face, tell me how it is, don't go around the issue. Like, I would get much more of someone saying, get out of your fucking comfort zone, than someone that said, get out of your comfort zone. Two different things, two different hits, and it depends on where you are, how you need to receive it. And I think we all receive it at our own time, and there's nothing wrong with receiving it at the wrong time. Because that in itself creates a crack for the seed to grow, for it to sprout when the time is right. So that's another aspect of selling out to this. That is what I currently believe. So by me calling your challenges fuckery, then, I actually feel very solid about that. Yeah, I feel really good about that. If you're experiencing certain challenges, a lot of stuff is out of your hands, but it is straight up fuckery because you have not committed to sitting down and going through it. And yeah, you may need some help or you may be able to do it by yourself, but are you willing to really look at that reflection? Look at the results that you've been getting. I take a standpoint from, okay, let me step away from my avatar and just look at it objectively. I believe that's the right term, objectively, so that I can pick the parts away. No emotions, no, I love emotions, don't get me wrong, but when it comes to looking at what is, I have to really see what is, and then I can step back into the role and, what is in my hands? What can I control? What can I not control? But I feel that one of the biggest helpful things is matching up and aligning the behavior with the vision of the person that you desire to really actualize, to become, to be. If you have a desire, it is because it is already manifest in a version of reality. If you can imagine anything, then that means that it is possible. Therefore, this version of yourself is, as you behave differently, as you start to think differently, then all of it lines up, but it's a process. And I encourage all of you, do not beat yourself up if it takes too long or it seems like it's not aligning with your time frame. That is another aspect of being humble. Give it all up. It is not in your hands. What you do have the ability to control is your consciousness and awareness. And that is something you must work on every single day. So to wrap it up, I want to feel like I was able to really put it in the sentence here. The reason you're experiencing the challenges that you've been experiencing over and over again is because you haven't matched up and done the difficult work, the hard work, the fulfilling work of investigating what behaviors are absolutely necessary in order for you to reach that actualized vision that you've held true for so long and get discouraged of because you don't see the results. Are you really sold out to all the behaviors necessary to get you to those, to that actualized vision? The little tiny things, what are you gonna have to give up? What will no longer be allowed in your reality if you actualize that other version? I mean, being playing the victim, crying about it for 2 hours instead of 5 minutes. A lot of things are going to have to know, like it just doesn't fit in that actualized version. And I think that that's the biggest gap that we experience. Take the time to figure out what that behavior is and then take the time to sell out to that behavior. If you really desire to make the change, to get out of the struggle, because the struggle transforms into something different. The struggle will still be there, but with that changed behavior comes a changed perspective. The challenge transforms more than just now it's a positive thinking. It's not a positive thinking thing. You are going toward that which you desire. Therefore, anything and everything that comes up is a gift and a blessing. And that's not just words and a mindset thing. It is an alchemical change that is difficult to put into words. But I am telling you, the challenge and the BS transforms into something else. The fuckery becomes non-existent. It becomes obsolete. And that's the goal. May your fuckery become obsolete. And I want to thank you for stopping by today here at Wake Up and Smell the Miracles, a podcast reminding you that a miracle is not an exception to the rule. It is the natural order of things. When miracles don't happen, that's the exception. Allow yourself to begin to realize that you are miraculous. You are magical. Nothing is too good to be true. Nothing. Zero. Zip. It's all true, and it's all for you. Thank you for listening, and it's a pleasure to share this silly, awesome insights with you. And again, thank you for stopping by. I'll catch you on the next episode of Wake Up and Smell the Miracles. I am your grateful host, Jonathan Nathi. This is Jonathan Eleazar Nathi, and I just want to thank you for tuning in and showing up for yourself. Every time you tune into the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast, the messages are for you, and the impact is what you do with those messages and how you integrate them within yourself. If you feel that this podcast has brought value to you or could bring value to somebody that you love and care about, please send them to our Instagram page, Wake Up and Smell the Miracles. You can also find us at Luminous Navigation and for a roundtable for men to be seen, heard, understood, and to break through what new possibilities could look like. You can also find us at the Leading Man Initiative on Instagram. Feel free to send this episode or any of your favorite Wake Up episodes to anyone that you feel could benefit from the messages here. Remember to BYOM, bring your own magic. Until next time, have a phenomenal day.